let's get Whipper in the truck.
There we go.
Easy now. Easy. There we are. Okay, good. That ought to do it. All right, Bill, hop aboard.
Think that'll be all right, Dad?
This'll be fine, Sandy.
Take it easy, Flipper. It'll only be a half an hour.
All right, boys. See you later.
So long, Dad.
Bye, Dad. So long, Bill. Boy, I bet Flipper will have a ball showing off to those guys at the Marine Testing Lab, huh?
Yeah. Isn't it swell? I mean, every time that lab wants to conduct a test, they always want Flipper.
Guess we have a pretty smart dolphin, huh?
You know it.
Hey, I've got to get going. My fishing boat leaves in 15 minutes, and if I'm not on it, I'm out $10.
$10? You have all the luck. Why couldn't I get a job on that fishing boat?
Because you have to be over 16, that's why.
Hey, well, listen, Sandy. Well, you and Dad are going to be working and Flipper gone. What am I supposed to do all day?
Well, if I were you, bud, I'd finish off that book report I was supposed to have in and get it in on time for a change, even though it'll shock your teacher.
Moby Dick. What did he do, win a war or something?
Well, in a way. At least he did a lot of battling. Moby Dick was a whale.
A whale? Oh, man.
Captain Peabody, whaler out of New Bedford. Blasted bottle, they don't make them like they used to.
A whaleman? What are you doing here?
Hunting for the gray whale, boy? What else?
The gray whale? There aren't any gray whales here.
Look out there, lad.
Are you going to spear a whale?
Harpoon, lad. I'm going to harpoon me a whale.
Could we go? I mean, Flipper and me? It'd be a great favor to my father.
What's he got to do with it?
Nothing, really. It just might keep him from blowing his top, though.
Blowing his top?
I mean, a gasket. You see, I have this book report that's due tomorrow. And if I don't get it in, I'm in big trouble. And the book's all about whaling.
Sounds reasonable. You can be my crew. But I don't know about him.
Oh, Flipper's very obedient, sir. He won't get in the way.
Good enough. You can man the oars. If I had any oars, my boat wasn't stoved in.
Well, we can use my boat, Captain.
The very thing. Lead me to it, lad. That don't look like any whaleboat I've ever seen.
Does?
Oh, no mind. A boat's a boat. Can you man the oars?
Oh, we don't need oars.
Are you daft, lad?
No, we have an engine.
Well, the things they invent while you're marooned. Blast my barnacles. There are whales out there. Let's cast off.
Aye, aye, sir.
Man, dolphin. You'll chase him away.
Flipper doesn't want to see him hurt, sir.
I told you we shouldn't have brought him. Next time he comes up, stop the boat, matey.
Yes, sir. Aye, sir.
Starboard, boys, starboard. There's a bigger one over there. Keep a weather eye out, boy. They're all around us. Stop the boat, matey. Stop!
Captain, please, don't!
Hold on, matey.
I was pleased that Sandy had landed the job he wanted on that fishing boat. Even though it meant leaving Bud all by himself for a while, it was important for Sandy to learn how difficult something like fishing can be when you're doing it for pay instead of for fun. Besides, even though Sandy was off working, Flipper was over at the Marine Testing Lab and I was working with the Coast Guard, checking their inventory of buoys and preparing my own reports on where they were to be placed. Plenty of chores around the house to keep him busy, and when he ran out of those, there was always his book report. Yes, at this very moment, Bud was probably a very busy boy.
Flipper! Flipper! Where are you?
Flipper!
Thank you.
whale's gonna make a fool out of me. He'll have to pay for this with his blubber. After him, boy! Port, boy, port! Yonder, boy! Check your course, boy. He's getting away from us.
Well, I don't care if he does get away. I don't want to kill a whale anyway.
That's mutiny, boy. I'll report you to the town council, and you'll be the disgrace of Carl Key. He's out there somewhere.
Fill it.
572 Foxtrot on it.
Why couldn't it have been somebody else? Ball of dumb luck. Dad.
WD9598, this is 4572 Foxtrot. Do you read me? Over.
Dad, this is Sandy. Over.
Sandy, there's a boy in a skiff about a mile and a half due west of North Beach. It looks like he needs a tow in. Over.
You want me to take the launch, Dad?
Yes, I do, Sandy. And incidentally, that boy happens to be your brother.
Okay, Dad, I'll pick him up. This is WD9598 out.
4572 Foxtrot out.
Boy, how could Bud be so dumb getting himself stranded?
Desco, the Marine Testing Lab, sends his regards and compliments you boys on how well you've trained Flipper.
Thanks, Dad.
Oh, and I forgot to ask you, with all the excitement about Bud, how'd your job go today?
Great. We boated two sailfish. One of them's going to be weighed for a record. I got a bonus, and they want me back tomorrow.
Congratulations. What's Bud doing?
He's doing a book report. Has to have it in by tomorrow.
Book report? On what?
Whales. Moby Dick.
Whales? Well, he hadn't even started to read that book last night. I know, because I got on him about it. He couldn't have read it in one night.
Well, I guess he did. He said he got stranded. Guess he was so taken by the book that he couldn't pay any attention to anything else.
Well, it is an interesting subject, all right. Hey, Bud! Hi, Bud. Listen, since you're so interested in whales, I thought maybe that, well, you and I would take a day off and go up to the Whale Museum at Centerport. How would you like that?
Yeah.
Well, they have an exact replica of the whale that you've been studying.
Sure. That'd be swell.
Good. We'll make a day out of it. And, Bud, well, I want to apologize for thinking you were lazy today. I'll tell you what you do. Why don't you take some time off from that and go for a swim with Flipper? I'll help you with your book report when you're through.
Gee, thanks, Dad. How about a swim, Flipper? You're getting pretty good at saving whales. It's just a joke, Dad.